This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and I'm Jeff Sandhu. Over the years, retail banks have innovated to make personal banking a more convenient and consumer-friendly way. It started first with the automatic teller machines and then now it's evolving into mobile banking apps. And in fact, actually, everything is just going to mobile. And here with me today is Sandeep Bagaria. He's the CEO of Tagit. Sandeep, could you just give us a brief background on Tagit's business model before we start into today's topic?
Sure, Jeff. So Tagit is a leading provider of mobile banking solutions. We actually are a software provider, and we allow banks to build secure mobile banking applications. And we've had the opportunity to work with some of the leading banks around the region. So people like DBS, UOB, Maybank in Singapore, Citibank, Standard Chartered Bank, among others. So we have spent a large part of our life just focusing on one thing, which is mobile banking.
How long has it been around, though?
So Tagit is a relatively old company, if you will. It's almost 8 years old now. So we've been there since the advent of mobile banking.
Right. So and so basically, the whole business started because of mobile banking?
We started with on the mobility side in some different areas, but since the last 6-7 years, ever since the iPhone came out and mobile applications became popular, we've just focused on one big thing, which is mobile banking.
Because 8 years ago, probably mobile banking was very different, and today it's just now it's just a smartphone dominated kind of industry.
Yeah, those were the days of the feature phones where we were trying to do some different things with the Nokia camera, among other things. But since the mobile applications came out after the iPhone, there's been a lot of focus around mobile banking.
But, but there are still some people who are saying that mobile banking, the industry is still in its infancy. You know, what do you think will drive mobile banking even more popular?
Yes, I think I would agree with that. I think we are at the early stages of mobile banking because mobile as a channel is fundamentally different to the other channels that the banks have, like ATM, branches, internet. Because if you think of mobile banking, it is not just so much about the mobile phone, but it is about the person being mobile, the person being on the move. And how can the bank communicate with the customer and offer him relevant products and services when that person is on the move? So, for example, when you're having a cup of coffee at a cafe, could you use your mobile banking to pay for those services? Or when you're on the move, could you make bill payments and other services? So I think the level of innovation and new services that could be delivered through the phone and mobile banking, we're just scratching the surface. And we're working with a number of banks on, you know, new innovative services that they could offer customers through the mobile phone. I mean, even in this conversation that we're having, you know, people are on the move who are going to be listening to this show. Could a bank offer them something that they could do through their mobile app while they're on the go listening to this show, which they could not do through another channel?
You just mentioned earlier on a bit about, you know, being able to pay for something when you're out, when you're mobile. Is this the mobile wallet that we sort of been hearing for the past 2-3 years?
Not so much just on the mobile wallet. The mobile wallet is one mechanism to make payment. But, you know, we are doing projects with banks where you could pay for a service from your bank account through your mobile phone. You don't need a mobile wallet for that.
Do you think mobile wallet will actually, you know, sort of take over our daily wallets?
So I think there'll always be a space for the daily wallet in our back pocket. I think the mobile wallet will probably complement the daily wallet. It may have a different purpose. So a lot of mobile wallet initiatives may be more targeted towards, for example, micropayments or paying for, you know, certain goods and services at a certain value. Or maybe, you know, it allows us to give a small mobile wallet to our children and allow them to use them for certain goods and services. So it may have a different use case, may not be necessarily that it overtakes the entire wallet that me and you would carry around.
A report by the Federal Reserve Board of the United States showed that as of November 2012, 28% of mobile users and 48% of smartphone users are mobile bank consumers. Now, you know, November 2012 wasn't just too far ago, and these numbers show that there's a huge market untapped still. So, you know, what are some of the challenges that Malaysian banks are facing in rolling out mobile commerce and mobile banking initiatives?
So I think as from the statistics that you pointed out, you know, there is a higher propensity for smartphone users to use mobile banking applications because they're just mentally more used to using mobile applications, having downloaded different applications. Now, I think in Malaysia, you're seeing a huge uptick in terms of smartphone penetration. So from that perspective, the market is very ready. I think for the banks in Malaysia, I would say a couple of things. Number one is from an awareness perspective. Oftentimes, I talk to end consumers, and they may or may not be aware that the bank actually offers mobile banking. And I think that requires, you know, the banks to maybe build the awareness among their consumers about mobile banking so that, you know, there's an uptick in terms of adoption. The other thing is sometimes you need a bit of a catalyst to offer a specific promotion or deal to get people to adopt it. I'll share with you an example. We launched with one of the largest banks in Vietnam, a mobile banking initiative 6 months ago. And at the launch of that mobile banking initiative, what the bank did was that they offered a discount on telco top-ups when their customers did it using the mobile banking app. Mm. And that really helped to drive adoption of that app because the consumers used that, they got a value of doing that on the phone. And once they started using it, they saw the convenience, and then it, you know, started driving the adoption of the application. So sometimes you need a bit of a catalyst to drive that. And finally, I think a lot of banks, they offer what I would call basic mobile banking services like bill payment, funds transfer, balance inquiry, things that you can do on other channels as well. Uh-huh. I think as banks offer new and more innovative services, that will compel the users to use more and more of the mobile app. Hmm. So I would say the bank should focus a little bit around these things, you know, having a catalyst, building the awareness, and offering more innovative services.
Hmm. What have been some of the innovative mobile banking apps that you've seen or you've come across that it's around the region?
So there are a few examples that I could share across with you. We've done a project in Singapore, for example, where UOB Bank, today you could actually go to the ATM and withdraw money without using your ATM card or your debit card, but by just using your mobile phone.
Oh.
Now, that's very convenient because, you know, earlier we were talking about the wallet. If you
yeah.
lost your wallet or you forgot your wallet, you always have your mobile phone with you, and you could still go to an ATM and withdraw money. Now, the same thing could be used in a large market like Malaysia for sending money domestically. You know, you could send money from where you're sitting now to a friend who could be at an ATM of one of the local banks and withdraw money from there. So cardless cash withdrawal or mobile cash, those have been some of the innovative features that banks have incorporated. In the U.S., you have the regulation where, you know, one of the last reasons we ever go to a bank today is to deposit a check, right?
Yeah.
Now, the regulation is not there in this part of the world yet, but over there, you can actually take a photograph of the check, send it to your bank, and then that would be considered as deposited.
Wow.
So it brings a lot of convenience to the user instead of having to go to the bank.
Hmm.
The other areas in terms of innovation, we have seen a lot of banks adopting person-to-person or person-to-merchant payments. So today, if I had to send money to you, instead of sending money to your bank account number, getting your details, I could just send money to your mobile number. And you know, we did a project in that in Mauritius as well, where you could just send money to someone else, to their mobile number, or you could go to a merchant, and if that merchant accepts this form of payment, you could just send money to that merchant's mobile number to pay for the goods and services.
I'm speaking to Sandeep Bagara. He's the CEO of Tagit. And in just a moment, we'll find out some of the key considerations in making an innovative mobile banking app. BFM 89.9. Jeff Sandu here. And with me today is Sandeep Bagara. He's the CEO of Tagit. And we are talking about the mobile banking industry and the mobile commerce scene. You know, what are some of the key considerations in a mobile banking app to make it a successful one, an innovative one?
So for us, we believe there are three key pillars that a bank should focus on when they are embarking on their mobile strategy. One of them is innovation. Second is on the user experience. And the third is on technology. And I'll speak a little bit about each of these. So in terms of innovation, you know, we spoke a bit earlier about what are the new services that you're offering to customers beyond what you could be just doing in your basic banking. So things like the cardless cash withdrawal, person-to-person payments, being able to personalize the mobile app so that it's something that you feel an ownership of by allowing them to change the colors, change the themes, change the pictures. So there are many new innovative features that the bank should offer to drive adoption of the mobile app. The second area which we often talk to banks about is in the area of user experience. You know, most people, they started using their first mobile apps in terms of games, be it Angry Birds or some other game. And if you see a for all of these games, the user experience was very high. And we need to have the same level or a high level of user experience if we want people to use their mobile banking applications. You know, I often tell people that you could be forgiven for having a bad internet banking site, but you would not be forgiven for having a bad mobile banking user experience because the expectation is much higher. Mm-hmm. Finally, we need to focus in the area of technology because, as you know, a lot of innovation is coming on the mobility side. You see a lot of the handset manufacturers come up with new phone models every month, every other month, which offer terrific new features. So banks need to have a technology platform which allows them to keep up with all of these new innovative phones that are coming up and then correspondingly offer new services with them. So I would say innovation, user experience, and technology. Banks need to focus in these three areas.
Mm. Do you think banks are struggling to keep up with the consumers' demand to have everything on mobile? As you know, consumers are in fact embracing mobile banking faster than they did ATMs when it was introduced in the 1980s.
So we do see some challenges with the banks, you know, because sometimes for large banks especially, the internal departments of the banks could be a bit more fragmented. You have different departments taking care of credit card, of your retail banking, of your corporate banking. So sometimes getting all the internal teams aligned to offer one mobile solution does become a challenge. But at the same time, we are seeing a number of banks identify, you know, what they would call as chief mobile officers or chief digital officers, so that they can streamline all these different services and bring them into one offering to the customer. Because at the end of the day, you and I as consumers, you know, we want to be able to deal with in one way with the bank without having to understand all the nuances within the bank itself. So I think there's the challenges are not from a technology perspective. I think technology is the easier problem.
Yeah.
But just getting all the different departments of the bank together and offering one seamless mobile experience, I think maybe that is some way to go.
I found a research by the IT Group. It's an independent research company that they projected that there'll be a rise of from 33 million users of mobile banking in 2012 to 96 million by 2016. That's a 30% annual growth rate just in America alone. Do you think banks in Malaysia are focusing enough on their apps to make this growth sort of similar here as well?
I think so far, maybe a lot of the mobile initiatives have been more in terms of offering the basic services.
Mm-hmm.
But in a lot of the conversations that we are having with banks in Malaysia, and then we are seeing you know, banks talk about at different forums, I think there is a big focus on mobile banking in Malaysia. And you will see a lot of banks offering new services and new mobile banking offers in the coming year. And I think with that, you will definitely see a lot of uptake in terms of mobile banking growth in Malaysia. So to have a growth rate of 30, 40, 50% upwards, I think that should be very achievable.
A report by the Business Insider showed that no legacy banks that don't succeed in redefining their services for the mobile age, they risk losing out to the upstart, sort of this mobile-first bank. You know, are we about to discover a new market where, you know, a third-party player comes in and provides us consumers with this, you know, one app for all banking kind of needs? And is that even possible?
So you're definitely seeing a lot of new players come into this space. You have right from totally mobile-only banks, which only offer you services through a mobile channel as opposed to having any branches or any other means. And then they are able to offer it at a different service cost because their internal costs are much lower as well. So you're seeing some of that. But at the same time, you're also seeing third-party providers provide different banking services. So, for example, we are seeing people come and offer lending services, where you see a lot of peer-to-peer lending happening on the internet today. Now, traditionally, when you think of banks, one of the main reasons you think of a bank is if you want to ever go and borrow money for some service. Now, with a lot of these third-party providers coming into play, there is a potential that some of that business could go to these, whether they be intermediaries or third-party players for banking services. So there's definitely a challenge, but I think there's a huge space for the traditional banks as we know them, because at the end of the day, we do bank with banks because of their reputation, because of the trust factor. And I think as they bring that trust, bring that reputation, and offer us the services through the mobile, they definitely have a big space to play. But you will see new entrants into the market, be they mobile-only banks, or be they third-party providers who provide one part of banking, as an example, lending.
Mm. What is Tagit doing to push the boundaries of the mobile banking app industry?
So we are constantly having conversations with our customers as well as prospects in terms of new services that could be launched through the mobile phone. For me, you know, I look at any banking process and challenge it that why should it be done in any different way than on the mobile. I'll give you a simple example. Mm-hmm. A lot of us get credit card points and rewards, mm-hmm. but we are still used to getting that catalog in our bill. We are still used to having to take a voucher and go to a merchant for redemption. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't need to do all these things. You could change that entire process and be able to offer it all through your mobile phone itself and be able to redeem at different merchants through your phone. Now, you should take that one step further, and instead of waiting for the bank to tell you which merchants you can redeem it at, the bank should be able to allow you to use your phone to redeem it at the merchants of your choice.
Mm.
So, you know, we work with the banks to challenge the basic business model in terms of, does it have to be done this way? Could it not be done in a different way? Why could you not, for example, open an account remotely? Sometimes we see a lot of advertisements in the paper,
yeah,
offering you a great deposit deal or offering you a great loan, but then you still have to follow the whole process and go to a bank physically to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why could you not do it and open it instantly on the phone? Now, obviously, there are KYC and other regulations that have to be followed, but how could those be done as conveniently on the phone as possible?
Mm. Are these banks that you worked with, you know, open to all these ideas that you've been sharing?
So I think we see different in different banks. There are a lot of banks which are very open,
mm-hmm.
And they are looking to innovate and offer new services. But banks also have to work in a certain framework of regulation.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to, you know, work with the central banks in terms of getting the approvals to offer these services. I mentioned to you earlier about the remote check deposit.
Yeah.
So that, as an example, a lot of banks are open to that concept that you could do a remote check deposit using your phone.
Yeah.
But the regulation has to come in play in the countries to allow the banks to offer these services.
I've been speaking to Sandeep Bagaria. He's the CEO of Tagit, talking about the mobile banking and the mobile commerce scene here in Malaysia and around the region, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.